Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
Well, a new Prime Minister for Australia, and you've got to ask, what are the values that have informed, indeed formed, the person who is Scott Morrison? It's well known, and a number of the papers have focused on it this weekend, that he is a Christian. He attends a Pentecostal church in the Sutherland Shire. As that forms who he is, you would hope and pray that it forms part of the approach that he and his team take to public policy. In fact, there was a very values-laden first press conference by the new leadership team of Scott Morrison and Josh Frydenberg. "We are on your side," is what the Prime Minister said. "Josh and I are here to tell you, as the new generation of leadership, that we are on your side. That's what matters. We are on your side." This, he said, was because there'd been a lot of talk in this building this week about whose side people are on. "We're on your side. And we're on your side," he said, "because we share beliefs and values in common. As you go about everything that you do each day, getting up in the morning, getting off to work, turning up on site, getting the parent you're caring for up in the morning, exchanging that smile each and every day, getting the kids off to school, getting home at night." And so he went on. It was a powerful speech, and it was actually a really liberal speech in the sense that it was traditional liberalism, the values of traditional liberalism, wrapped up in an appeal to the Australian electorate to give them another go. Whether they'll get another go or not is really up to, well, it's up to you and me. But I'm prepared to give him a go. I think Scott Morrison is a good man. I've known him for a lot of years, as he was the state director of the Liberal Party when I was a frontbench Liberal MP in New South Wales. But someone who's known him even more deeply than that is our next guest, and he's another former colleague, Bruce Baird. Bruce Baird was the deputy Liberal leadership in New South Wales in the state parliament. He went on to be the member for Cook. And when he left that electorate, it was Scott Morrison who took his job. Well, Bruce Baird, welcome to Open House.
My pleasure.
If I say to you, did you ever think Scott Morrison would be Prime Minister? I think you're going to tell me, yes, you did.
Well, certainly I know that a long time ago, in discussion with the pastor at the church he was going to, he said to me, "I believe Scott Morrison is going to be Prime Minister one day." And, you know, I do think he's got what it takes.
A lot of people.
And it turned out, I was, not so sure then, but I can certainly see he was right now.
Oh, okay, that's got to be explored. Why were you not quite so sure then?
Well, no, I mean, he was only relatively junior.
Yeah.
And, it's a long way to go to get to the top in politics,
Yeah.
It's a messy business, and Scott is not somebody who knives people, and he's an honest person and, a excellent character. So You're not going to find him playing the political games that others play.
Well, that will be refreshing. Now, He's kind of followed you around, and you've been something of a mentor to him. He worked for you at the Tourism Council, didn't he?
He did. He worked for me for a couple of years there, where he did an excellent job, and he was very bright, talented. And, he showed a lot of skills then, just in terms of relating to people.
Yeah. And then he became the state director of the Liberal Party. And I remember at the time, he seemed very young. And, he set about that task with great relish, if not for having some difficulties.
Yeah, that's right. There's always difficulties being state director. But overall, I think he did an excellent job.
Is that part of the appeal now, Bruce, that is, having run elections, having run a division of the Liberal Party, a division that even then had lots of left-right kind of tensions within it, that he knows how to bring people together?
Well, that's an important aspect. And bear in mind that he's not really associated with the left or the right of the party. And in these times, I think that's particularly important. It is, he is strong. Two factions in the party, the moderates and the right, he's never formally been involved with either of them. He plays his own race, and I think that's particularly important, trying to bring together the broad church, as it's called, of the Liberal Party, without being, Malcolm was clearly identified as one of the moderates, there's part of the issue if he constantly was accommodating the right. and often jettisoning his own views, where I think you will find that Scott's more pragmatic.
Yes. Now, a little bit of history, which I think is also going to just help build the picture for people. So when you left the state parliament after a period of time with tourism, you then chose to run as a pre-selection candidate against a sitting member in the seat of Cook.
Right, Cook, that's right.
And in doing so, you, a moderate, took on the right-wing faction, and they were not pleased. You won the pre-selection, you won the election, you became the member for Cook, and you served with distinction in that role. Although I'm going to tell people whether you'd say so or not, you weren't promoted to the front bench because of lingering factional difficulties over their pre-selection. But here's the thing, and what a shame and an indictment of the system that you were not given that opportunity to serve in that way. When you left being member for Cook, you reached out to Scott Morrison, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I did ring him. He'd just recently been terminated at Tourism Australia. There was a falling out with the Minister for Tourism, who was, you know, wanting her own way in terms of the direction of Tourism Australia. And so Scott left, and I rang him just to express my sympathy with that. And I said, well, mate, you know, you can always look at politics in terms of replacing me and Cook. I said, I plan to go at the next election. I haven't announced it. That's just between you and I. I said, but I think you should know. And, you know, as Night Fellows Day, he did come and stand at Cook. The first time, not successfully. But it was a pre-selection that was had, you know, Mr. Tauke, who was benefiting from a very big stack in terms of numbers in one of the branches, and then was subsequently disqualified. But also on that pre-selection were Mr. Fletcher, who's now the Minister for Infrastructure, David Coleman, and also Mark Speakman. So Paul Fletcher is the guy who's Minister for Infrastructure. Mark Speakman is now the Attorney General. Mm. So it's a pretty strong field. Yes. And the next time around, it's quite interesting that Scott won by being supported, as it was today, from both the moderate and right factions.
I love when that happens. It doesn't always happen. And I'm going to ask you now about his faith and about the... and about how that figures in the Scott Morrison story. When he ran, did you have discussions with him about being able to exercise service for God as a Christian, as a member of Parliament? Because I know that that's exactly what you did.
Yeah, well, we did have some discussions, and he is a person of faith, and it's not a pretend faith for the. So it might go down well in his electorate. It's a genuine, deep held faith. It's also true to say that my wife, Judy, believed he was called of God to replace me, which is, you know, just known within our family. And she also said when his name came up as he was considering running, she said, that's of God. Wow. And you know, now, whether people are Christians or not who are listening to your program, I can assure you that he has, the values of a strong Christian.
Yes. Well, I can attest to that. I emailed him, or texted him, rather, during some of the really difficult periods about the boat policy. And yes. I got a one-line text back from him, and it said, because I said, look, as a Christian, I really feel concerned about the policy settings that you're taking on this matter. Yes. He said, this is a very difficult portfolio, Stephen. So did he suffer turmoil during that period that you'd know about?
Well, look, I find, you know, I had some disagreements with him too, so they're always pleasant. He wasn't aggressive about it. I don't know at the bottom line. He certainly stopped the boats. And that was his directive, so we have to give him points for that. And, that we might have some questions about whether there was some humanitarian consequences of it. One could also say that he saved a lot of people being drowned at sea from going out on unsafe boats. But, that's one view of the situation.
Well, and the policy has been very popular amongst a lot of people, so there's... Yeah, so there it is. And it's been adopted by the Labor Party.
What
other things could you tell me about Scott's Christian character that we ought to be expecting now that he's the Prime Minister?
Well, you know, one is he's a very strong family man, and, you know, that he was wanting for some time to, well, he and his wife were wanting for some time to have children, and then they were finally blessed with these two wonderful girls. So I think you'll find him strong on family values, and I note that at his press conference, he was, you know, speaking about the concerns of the average family going to work and so on, which is good. So, and he's very close to his parents. From a Christian viewpoint, I think you'll also note that, you know, he's a person of integrity. That's important in terms of, you know, just his Christian values. And I know he's concerned about religious freedom. You know, there's some issues that he didn't agree which is with that are trendy issues, and he made his views known, but he's not aggressive in that.
Yes, so same-sex marriage was a particular pressure point.
Same-sex marriage was there, and he came out and said that he opposed, you know, he wouldn't be voting for it. He was against it, but, you know, he didn't run into arguments with people about it. He just said his position. But the bottom line, he also, when the Youth Leadership Forum was on in Canberra, he took a leading role in talking to young people about what it means to follow Christ in their lives and how that it can give you a real sense of purpose and direction for the future.
Yeah, well, as you say, he's the real deal. Our guest is Bruce Baird. He's the former member for Cook, the current member being the Prime Minister. And Bruce, also as a former Vice President of the party, I want to ask you this. Were you concerned at any stage during the last week that the party was going to tear itself apart over this division, left-right division?
There's always been lots of talk about, you know, the party tearing itself apart and splitting and so on, and they've been through many crises before, and I'm sure they'll get over this. But there is a real tension within it between the moderate and right-wing strands, and people have got to learn to compromise and understand and listen to one another instead of coming out and attacking. You know, it is... I think it's been very destructive for the party and damaging the brand.
So how much responsibility does Tony Abbott need to take for that?
Well, I think he needs to take a lot of responsibility. I think there was, you know, the people that are involved in these discussions, and I put Peter Dutton in that as well.
Yep.
Peter Dutton and Tony Abbott and Erica Betts and Kevin Andrews and Craig Kelly down in Scott's next-door neighbour in the seat, you know, they were very destructive. And you and I might agree that the outcome has been positive, that we've got a good man there. But to go through all of that, we should have, if they're going to change the leader, change it after the election or wait and see what the people of Australia had to say, rather than simply moving against him. And, you know, they weren't that far behind in the polls. So they were kind of, 49-51 of that order. And, you know, Malcolm, for all his faults, is a bright guy and trying to do the best. And just to rip down another leader, I mean, we've had constant rotation of prime ministers. And the Australian public, from what I can tell, for the number of people who've stopped me and said they were outraged about what is happening, they're over it. They just want us to settle down and agree it. And I think it's probably we'll need to have some mechanism in the future, like the Labor Party have done, to make it not as easy to challenge prime ministers and sitting prime ministers unless under certain grounds that they can take action. Just because somebody doesn't like somebody else or they disagree with him on some policy, and, you know, especially over the difficult area of the NEG, I mean, Josh Frydenberg, I think, did an excellent job and produced something which is, it's not perfect, but you can't make the perfect being the enemy of the good.
Yes.
There's, you know, compromises to be had, and the 25% emissions target they set, it's nothing radical. They'll meet that anyway without making any major
yes.
changes. You know, we're not all going to have to get around in sacks. It's all underway. And, of course, the whole emergence of alternative energy sources means that we're well on track to reach those targets.
Yes. Now, finally, Bruce Baird, would you like to see Scott Morrison pay attention to the immigration policy, the refugee policy in particular?
Well, I would. I mean, particularly at the moment, what I'd like him to look at is the children on Nauru.
Yes.
We've got all these children there, and we, you know, I was part of a group that got agreement from the Prime Minister that we would stop having children in detention centres and stop having families in detention centres. I think it's very unhelpful. And, you know, just on humanitarian grounds, we need to be sympathetic to these people who escaped where they were, trying to find a better life, and, you know, show some human and Christian compassion to them is what I'd like to see. And, you know, because Scott is, at the bottom line, a very good man, we look forward to some of that human compassion I know he's capable of in terms of the days ahead.
Yes, well said. Well, I know that you and Judy will be praying for Scott Morrison, and we all should do likewise.
Yeah, that's right. No, you'll certainly need a lot of prayer, and I'm sure you'll get things wrong. But I think if the Christians are out there praying for him and recognise he's fallible at the bottom line, but he's trying to do his best under God, then that's a good start.
Bruce Baird, thank you.
Thanks very much, and great to speak to you.
Bruce Baird, former member of Cook, before Scott Morrison, and former deputy leader of the state Liberal Party in New South Wales, and a member of the House of Reps for a long time, didn't get the chance to serve in the Howard ministry, which was, as I said earlier, a great travesty. A man who used his position on the backbench, though, to campaign for some really important things, including children out of detention centres. And that would be the great hope, that there'd be some movement on that with Scott Morrison as the Prime Minister.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.